Some people believe that America is the new Atlantis. What's your take?
Well, I mean, that's a phenomenal concept. It goes back to Sir Francis Bacon, who published a book. Well, actually, the book was published in 1627, the year after he died. The book was called The New Atlantis, and it prophesied the emergence of a technologically and spiritually advanced civilization in America that would have as its center a pillar or column of light, which I think is the same as this particle accelerator that we've been describing.
The New Atlantis was prophesized in the 1600s?
1627, that's right.
The thought of this, does it mean that they think we're going to sink as well?
Well, the prophecy of the New Atlantis is more about ascension than it is a cataclysm of some kind. It's about reclaiming this divine greatness, and that's why it's the ultimate story, because it's the ultimate carrot, really, that's in front of all of us, that if we can achieve this, we're going to be a transformed species. And throughout American history, we've had figures such as Thomas Jefferson who have been involved in this mystery. It's claimed that Jefferson actually possessed missing chapters of Bacon's New Atlantis, and that these works are hidden or concealed within the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol, for example. So it's one of these ideas that always represents the ideal. It represents something that we may or may not be able to achieve, but the point is we have to pursue it.
How much of your work in research deals with extraterrestrial life or visitation?
Well, I'm constantly encountering it. It's one of the primary lenses through which I view myth and scripture. I mean, I certainly believe in many different forms of other dimensional beings. You have the literal physical beings, and you have the more etheric types. And so it's a constant within my research.
So it doesn't stop?
It does not stop, no, absolutely not. And, you know, what an exciting time to be doing this kind of research as well, because for the first time in a couple of thousand years, some of the key texts are finally available to us. Those I referenced earlier, the hypostasis of the archons that I wrote about in Oracle of the Illuminati. I mean, it clearly spells out, according to the first Christians, here is the deal. You have come to this planet. You don't belong here. You have a divine particle within you. There's this extraterrestrial race out here called the Archons, or rulers, that have what you want. And they're going to do just about anything they can to get it from you, including setting up a material world that will be a world of distraction to your soul that will keep you off your true spiritual purpose. And so when you start with stories like that, you have to incorporate the extraterrestrial perspective. Otherwise, you know, none of this really makes any sense.
You do not believe they're benevolent creatures?
Well, no. I think that there are those that are benevolent, but there are certainly others that are in competition with us that would like to take, again, that divine particle from within us.
Basically, that's almost the theory of David Jacobs, who believes that these aren't nice entities.
Well, yeah, again, I'm not familiar with his work, but he would most certainly benefit from reading the Hypostasis of the Archons.
Of everything that you've done now, William, you and I, we've talked over the last 4 years. Man, it's going to be 5 in April, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
That's how fast time flies. Well, in your research, what one thing still baffles you? There's got to be something.
The ultimate question to me is still, what is the human body? I mean, we completely take for granted this flesh and blood vehicle that our soul is transported in. And what baffles me is why aren't we taught the spiritual capabilities of our bodies? Why is the human body so suppressed? Why can't we talk about the excretions and the secretions of the human body in public? You know, those 7 dirty words that you can't say on radio or television all refer to the excretions of the body, and I believe it's because ultimately there is a conspiracy, literally, to withhold the knowledge of the sacred secretions our body is capable of creating. That if we could learn how to harness the power of this body and move this spiritual energy through it, it would release secretions from our pineal gland that contain all the secrets of the universe. And this would cause the virtual instant transmutation of our species if we were raised from the time we're young to know that our body is in fact the stairway to heaven of myth and scripture.